American Cannon Maternity Ward. Yeah, now all I need is a sales force to go out and sell our stock.
Oh, hi, Art.
Well, Joe Moran. Joe, guess what I just sewed up?
What?
A terrific thing that everybody uses.
Vitalis?
No.
Truché?
No.
What else is there?
Joe, you are talking to the owner of electricity.
Arch, have you blown a fuse?
If I have, kid, it's paying me royalties. Now, look, I'm looking for a salesman. Joe, how would you like to sell some stock in a hot monopoly?
Why not, Arch? I'm a natural to sell electricity. Everybody says I'm a live wire.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
What's that?
I'm trying to decide between you and Finnegan. Look, Joe, before I give you this job, I'd like to test you as a salesman. Now, say, for instance, I'm one of them big, busy, important executives like they have, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm there in me office, sitting on me pomposity, and you come in to sell me stuff. What do you say?
Well, I'd say, how do you do, sir? I'm Joe Moran, a former radio announcer.
That sounds like progress. Get to the point, though.
Well, sir, how would you like to buy something that would pay you big dividends?
Sounds like a very good investment. Now, tell me, whom are your satisfied clientels?
Well, for one, Stan Musial, the famous baseball player.
He takes from you?
Of course.
Stocks?
No, Vitalis. You see, he likes Vitalis because it tames down dry, hard-to-manage hair.
Look, Joe, what has this got to do with investments?
Arch, what better investment in good grooming could you make than a bottle of Vitalis?
Leave us get back to the stocks.
Okay. Sir, I'm sure that a smart businessman like you knows that Vitalis will keep your hair handsome and healthy-looking. You know, well-groomed, without a greasy patent leather shine. Why? Because there's not a single drop of mineral oil in Vitalis.
Look, son, I'm a busy man.
Busy? But... then you're just the man to use Vitalis and the famous 60-second workout.
Mm-hmm. Joe, did you say you're a former radio announcer?
Yes.
You are now a former electrical stock salesman. Now, please, take a short circuit. Hello? Oh, yes? Huh? Either I paid a bill or you what? Oh, yeah? Just for that remark, you're out of business.
Who was that?
A former electric light company.
Well, Arch, I'm back.
For how much?
$5.
What for?
Well, Arch, I'm sorry, but I have a confession to make. You know that patent I got?
Yeah.
Arch, I hate to tell you this.
What is it?
I forgot DC.
You forgot DC? You mean all we get is BC?
Arch, don't rub it in. I feel bad enough already.
But, Slip, I ain't got $5. I'll have to give you an IOU.
Arch, you can't.
Why not?
Well, you know an IOU isn't any good.
What do you mean?
I've given you dozens of them, haven't I?
Yeah.
Was there a single one of them was any good?
No.
There you are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, here's the $5.
Thanks, Arch. Have you sold any stock yet?
Well, I ain't been able to find no salesman.
Well, why don't you do it yourself?
Me? A big electrical tycoon? You want me to run around like an electrical full of brush, man?
But, Arch, nobody else has your personality. Why don't you get on the phone and try it?
Okay, Slip. I guess I do have a lot of personality at that. Hello? Hello, Chinley's Laundry? Oh, hello, Chin. Was machst du?
Was machst du?
He changed his name for business purposes. Look, Chin, this is Archie. How you like buy very good stock in very good company? Yes, sell you electrical stock. Yeah, very cheap. Okay, Chin, chop chop. Hello? Schimmelbacher's Bakery? Herr Schimmelbacher, please. Hello, Schim. Herr Archie. How is by you the Hausfrau? Good. Schimmelbacher, Ich habe ein electrical holding company mit sehr gut stock. Können Sie to buy some? Gut genug. Now, Schimmelbach, tell me that son-in-law of yours, O'Casey, you think he'd be after liking to buy a few shares himself, Figaro?
Hello, Russian Kretschmer. Comrade Archie. Dafyetsky's Tavern. Yeah. How you like to buy stock and increase your, you should pardon the expression, capital? Finnegan, did you see Schimmelbacher?
Yeah.
Chinley?
Yeah.
The Kretschmer?
Yeah.
Did you collect the dough for the stocks?
Yeah.
How much?
9 fingers and 22 toes.
$31.
Yeah. Here it is, George.
Look at that, Eddie. 31 smackers. Boy, that electricity is a... Huh? Hey, what happened? The lights went out.
Yeah. It's pitch dark in here.
Miss Duffy, did you turn the lights off?
Of course not.
Then who did?
Dare I suggest that it was the electric light company?
You mean because I didn't pay 5 lousy bills, they turned the lights out?
You was expecting maybe a medal?
The nerve of them. Me that holds the patents on electricity, turning the lights off on me for a lousy $9.23.
Arch, how come it's so dark in here?
Who's that?
Slippery McGuire.
Oh, glad to hear you. Sorry, Slip, but they turned the lights off on us. But forget about that. Did you see our attorney?
Yep, I did. He says we have to have a partner to form an international electrical cartel. Uh-huh. Now, you'll have to sign these papers as the sole owner of electricity.
Okay. Finnegan, light a match, will you? Got to sign these important papers here. Hey, just a minute, Slip. Who's me partner in this cartel?
Come here till I whisper.
Who?
The Ali Khan.
Oh, Slip, how did you ever get a guy like that?
I happen to have an important contact in Hollywood.
Oh. Say no more, Slip. Me and the Alicon partners in the International Electric Cartel. Finnegan, light another match, will you?
Tell me, Arch, did you sell any stock?
Yep, $31 worth. What'll it cost to start this cartel?
Well, with this Ali Khan as our partner, we'll only have to put up 4,000 rupees.
How much is that?
$31.
Uh-huh.
And with that $31, Arch, we'll make a million. You got the map of the world here?
Yeah, you got a flashlight?
No.
Eddie, get me a candle, will you?
It's too dark, yeah. I can't find a candle.
Oh, okay, Finnegan, light another match. Now, here's a map of the world here. Hold a little higher, Finnegan. Now, let's divvy it up, Slip. Now, I'll take Africa, Asia, and Madagascar. And the Alicorn can have,
Miss Archie, I found the candle.
Oh, good. Light it, Finnegan.
Sorry, Archie, I'm out of matches.
Okay, I'll light it myself. What an organization. Here I am, the electrical king of the world, and I gotta do everything myself. Now, let's see here. Now, here's Alaska. Hey, wait a minute. In Alaska, the nights are 6 months long, ain't they?
You mean...
Yep. We'll have a light in every igloo by Christmas. Boy, I'll make $1 million out of this monopoly. Eddie, move the candle. It's dripping on me foot. Wait a minute. I'm going to call up that electric company, turning off the lights. I wonder if they realize that with a flick of me patent, I could put them out of business. Give me that phone. Eddie, hold the candle over here so I can see the dial, huh? Hello? Electric Light Company? This is Duffy's Tavern. I have reason to believe that you people have turned off our lights. Yes, sir, and I want to warn you, sir, that a few heads is going to roll for this. Who am I? I happen to be the sole owner of the patent on electricity. Huh? What? Are you sure? Slip, the guy says I don't own it.
There must be some mistake, Arch. Hang up on him while I check with Washington again.
I'll call you back. Slip, this is terrible. We got to get Washington in a hurry. Eddie, quick. Hold the candle over the dial.
Hello, operator. Get me the patent office in Washington. Hello, patent office. Slippery McGuire. Say, what's going on down there, anyway? Does Archie own the patent on electricity, or don't he? Huh? Mix up in the records?
I see.
Okay. Arch, there's been a slight mistake. They found out Benjamin Franklin took out the patent after all.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, but Slip, this is terrible.
Oh, you think so? Arch, the cloud has a silver lining.
Silver lining?
Yep. I just got the tip off. Benjamin Franklin did not take out a patent on the kite.
Oh. Slipped up, huh?
Without changing the cartel one bit, do you know how many kites we could sell? Take a windy city like Chicago. Millions of them.
Slip, I think you're right. We could make a fortune.
Now, let's look over this map again for new territory.
Okay, Eddie, the candle, please.
Now, Arch, you know, the kite is the common thing.
Oh, no doubt about it. Slip, from here in, we're going to concentrate on the kite and forget about electricity.
Good. Edison would have wanted it that way.
Men, the quickest way to discover something better is to try it. That's why I want you to try Ben-X Brushless Shave Cream. Ben-X is the new wonder shave with a sensational beard softening formula that has brought better shaving to thousands of men.
Ben-X Brushless leaves your face feeling extra smooth and comfortable.
And Ben-X doesn't clog your razor or drain either.
But don't take our word for it. Just try Ben-X yourself. Get a tube at your nearest drug counter.
Or we'll send you a trial tube free. Write your name and address on a postcard and mail to Benex, B-E-N-E-X, Empire State Building, New York 1, New York.
Remember, buy Benex Brushless or try it free by writing Benex, Empire State Building, New York. Hurry. Offer limited.
Duffy. Next week, Mickey Rooney. Mickey. Yeah, like in Let's Slip 'Em. Have a good time in Florida, Duffy. Be with you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brotherhood Week. Sort of a reminder for all of us that our democratic way of life is pretty good. Now, be honest. Do you ever feel you're a little better than the next person because his skin is a different color or his religion isn't the same as yours? Well, if you do, you're not pitching for the American way of life. You see, unless we get rid of racial and religious hatreds, we're going to kill the very thing that made America great. It's time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday, when our guest will be Mickey Rooney. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Alana here, inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Morning Show every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. till noon. You'll hear two great hours of classics from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. I've got Whitney Houston, Night Ranger, and everything in between. There's even a Beatles block. The Rockin' Sunday Morning Show. Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon, only on 88.1 FM. and WCWP.org.